If you are watching this show on YouTube, then you are magical because we're not there. We're gone. You know, I shouldn't say we're gone. We're suspended with our second strike on our second account. Our first account was, of course, banned. Our second account is now one strike away from, of course, being banned. And it's perfect timing because it happened just today. Based upon a show from a couple months ago. Of course, that show had to do with vaccines. And you can't say vaccines on Big Tech. You can't. You can't talk about them. Unless you're promoting them, and then you can talk about them. I don't even know if the show will go up on Facebook. You know, we've long considered taking our shows off of there. Look, we get the bulk of our views and traffic through Rumble, through Locals, through Apple Podcast, okay? It's, I hate to sound, you know, to toot our horn, but we were never really sold on the whole, you know, you got to be on, well, I shouldn't say never. For over a year now, we were anticipating that the Big Tech crackdown would come. And so we started pulling our assets from YouTube. I shouldn't say our assets, our focus. From YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. Of course, we lost the Twitter knock, the Knock Report account on Twitter. The Periscope account on for Freedom First Network was ghosted or something. I don't know. We lost the aforementioned YouTube account, and of course, we have we're in the process of losing our second one. Facebook has been suppressing us. Sometimes they're nice to us. Most of the time, they're not, and we don't care because again. Like I said yesterday during an interview on Red State Talk Radio with J.J. McCormick, we talked about big tech tyranny to a good extent. And I was actually very hesitant to talk about certain topics because it was streaming live on YouTube. I was like, brother, I don't want to get you in trouble. But he's a patriot and he's fearless like us. So we talked about it. The show today, I'm going to be talking about that and other things, but we get another update. These news updates have been very popular coming from the two mics. We also have Bill McIntosh and his team doing updates. We're trying to get updates across the board. You know, I know that sounds weird, but we are. We're trying to make it to where we're getting news updates from various industries, various people within those industries. And right now we've got these two. I hope that it turns into 10 before the end of next month. So if you are an expert in some topic or multiple topics, maybe you're a polymath, maybe you're you know, very focused or a specialist, whatever. If you ever want to, maybe you don't have time to do your own podcast, but you wouldn't mind having your voice and possibly even your image, you know, voice heard, image seen, so be it. Talk to Knock Report. As long as we're relatively aligned ideologically, we are open to that notion. It's been just super successful, especially the two mics. They've been phenomenal with their news updates. So we have one of those today, and then I've got one other, not a big announcement, a minor announcement to make. So stay tuned. Yeah, the funny part is we actually got banned on Medium today as well. The Knock Report did. I'm not heartbroken by it. Medium is it's a good platform, good technology. Very left-leaning. We weren't getting much traffic there anyway, yeah, because, again, it's very left-leaning, and we're not. So we lost Medium. Yeah, I tipped a 40 for the platform. Like I said, we got hit on YouTube earlier today, or I should say yesterday. Gosh, it really is already tomorrow. Today, it's already tomorrow for me. It's incredible. Yeah, we've been doing so many of these interviews, this whole format change, going to individual shows instead of one long show with multiple segments. It's been wonderful. Okay. We've gotten a lot of positive feedback, and I know that we're getting more viewers because I'm getting more emails requesting me to get a haircut. And yes, I'm going to get a haircut. I promise you, out here in communist California, it is now possible to get a haircut, but you have to set an appointment and stuff. And my schedule's been packed. We had General McInerney, we had Dave Workman, Mike McCormick, Cat Turd. We've got some good ones coming up. I've got McInerney coming back on next week to talk about vaccines. And then I've got Buzz Patterson talking about his campaign out here in California. We've got Elizabeth Tate. She's got a new book coming out. Gosh, tomorrow, I think, is when her book comes out. So we'll be talking about it. She's just brilliant when it comes to critical race theory and, more importantly, debunking critical race theory. Saturday, I've got a gentleman named Michael Yon coming on. Today is actually going to be, the funny part is, this is going to be my first solo show in, last 5 or 6. We've just been, the interviews have been coming in. So, and we encourage, I get some DMs on Twitter where I have open DMs. You can always just find me at JD Rucker on Twitter until they ban me, which could come in at any point. Open DMs. So hit me there. You can hit us up on Locals, FFN, Freedom First Network, Foxtrot, November, FFN.locals.com. Comments on Rumble. We've got trying to consolidate our Rumble channel to just rumble.com. I think it's /Knockerport or whatever. The contact forms at NOQReport.com or at FreedomFirstNetwork.com, they come to me. So reach out. Let us know, you know, if you know somebody, if you are somebody who wants to be interviewed. We talk about conservative topics, Christian topics. We try to make things better in America, make America great again. So, yeah, doing a lot more interviews, and we are very blessed, pleased, and honored to have that opportunity. Today, I don't have an interview. Today, I'm just going to be ranting, okay? Gosh, I can't believe Medium kicked us off. Such a loss for them. As you guys know, or maybe you don't know, our list is getting longer. You know, Medium, I mentioned YouTube, I mentioned Twitter. You know, my Twitter account, at JD Rucker, is still alive for now, but Knockerport got taken out the same day that Sidney Powell and President Trump and everybody else got taken out. Let's see what else. Facebook, we haven't been hit yet. We've gotten hit with half a dozen fact checks. So we've been suppressed, but we haven't been taken down just yet. There's that threat that we could be taken down immediately. Wow. It's so funny. Mentioning Lieutenant General Tom McInerney. I got to reply to this right now. Anytime other than my interview with Buzz. You guys get to see the inner workings of how the show, or if you're listening, you get to listen to the inner workings of how the show happens, because we're doing it live with Buzz Patterson. Early, late, whenever we can get you on and let you talk for as long as you need, sir. Okay. Yeah, it's funny because there's this story I always used to tell, and it always reminds me of this story because there was I forgot where it was. I think it was in Vegas. It was at a hotel in Vegas, and there was this long line of, I'm not kidding, like 30 different 30 urinals, okay, all in one single line along a wall. And I walk in and it's completely empty. And so I go about probably 2/3 of the way, you know, I don't know why. I ended up 2/3 of the way down there. And a guy walks in and bypasses all of the empty urinals and comes to the urinal right next to me. And another guy walks in, bypasses all the urinals and goes to the urinal on the other side of me. And I thought, this is it. Okay. You know, I'm thinking Jason Bourne type scenario, right? It's like, okay, So do I need to zip, or can I just be, free to the world as I'm having to take on these two men who are obviously assassins, you know, or why else would they come and use urinals right next to me? And then, so I waited and was, you know, watching, and nothing ever happened. I left, and I still to this day have no idea why these two men bypassed all these urinals to stand right next to me and sandwich me. Who knows? But that's the point of the story, is that that seems to be what happens whenever I get one interview set up. Then there's like five other interviews that want to happen at that exact time. So happens almost every time. So yes, Lieutenant General McInerney, we will talk to you Monday. Just not at the same time that we're talking to Buzz Patterson. It's good stuff. Good stuff. Let's see who else. Spotify. Spotify has gotten rid of us. They were very aggressively, they took us out, because they actually didn't just take us out. They contacted our podcast provider or host at Transistor and gave them the nudge to cancel us. So we moved to Captivate, which, you know, they seem to have a pretty decent record for free speech. Nope. We get everything moved over. 2 days later, get the email from nice email from a very British sounding CEO. Says, I'm sorry to inform you, but we saw that, and you know, we've decided to, and yada, 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 whatever. I did get a call from an insider saying, hey, I want you to know, some of us were supporting you. Yeah, I was like, supporting us for what? He's like, we didn't want you guys to be canceled. It's like, okay, well, that's cool. Thank you. Guess not a lot of you, because we did get canceled. So now we're over at Spreaker, and praise God for Spreaker. Hopefully, they either were just staying under the radar, or they're cool with you know, ideas. We're not doing anything wrong here. Yes, we do talk about vaccines and we ask questions. I am not an anti-vaxxer, but I do have a lot of questions about the COVID-19 vaccine, and so should you. Okay. This isn't, number one, first, it's not a vaccine. Okay. These aren't vaccines we're talking about here. This is something new, something different, something scary. Okay. In many ways, it's scary. But you can't talk about that. Can't talk about it. We do believe that the 2020 election was stolen. That massive widespread voter fraud resulted in the flipping of at least 5 states, as many as 8, and potentially more. But you can't talk about that. You can't say the name Eric Charamella. To this day, you still can't say the name Eric Charamella. I don't even know why. Why? It just doesn't make any sense. Okay, he's the alleged Ukrainian whistleblower. This was 2019 that he was in the not-so-spotlight. Got hit on that. Climate change. Transgenderism. Critical race theory. Cultural Marxism in general. Bill Gates. Chinese Communist Party. In association with Bill Gates, George Soros. These are all topics that get you flagged by big tech. And the degree of the flagging and the subsequent flogging really depends upon how popular you are, how far you're willing to go. I don't go far. We're not in this for the shock factor, folks. Okay, I just want to talk about the truth. I want to give my personal opinions about the facts as they come in. I want to get the personal opinions of guests about the facts as they come in. I'm open to discourse. That's the whole idea here. This doesn't have to be, there's no reason to suppress us or anyone else. Okay. And I'm not a free speech absolutist. Okay. I'm not a big fan of, oh, okay. So, you know, if you believe in free speech, then you probably are okay with them sharing child porn. No, I'm not. I believe that if something is unlawful, then yeah, that should be grounds for banning, suspension, whatever. But if it's not unlawful, if it's protected by free speech, these are platforms protected under Section 230 of the United States Code. Therefore, they should not be able to suppress free speech as a protected representative of the United States government. I can have that debate all day, but we won't. First, I want to turn to this article on onenewsnow.com. It came out yesterday. It says big tech won't facilitate fully informed decision-making. Okay. It's funny because the title itself Okay. I guarantee you the title itself was edited to make sure that the title didn't mention vaccines. Okay. They did that intentionally, whether it's the editor, the writer, combination, somebody else. They said, eh, we better not, you know, we're going to be talking about vaccines, but I don't want to get canceled. And that's what it comes down to, folks. Conservative publications that don't talk about, it's not that they no longer believe in voter fraud. It's not that they're not asking questions about COVID-19, the lockdowns, face masks, or the vaccines. It's not that they are suddenly believing in man-made climate change, or that they think that critical race theory is acceptable. It's that their fear is of being canceled. They do not want to be canceled, not by big tech. One of our advantages here at Knock Report is that our focus has been for a little while, and same with Freedom First Network, our focus has been for a little while, for over a year, on building the alternatives. We knew, we saw this coming. Okay, we warned about it coming. We've been telling people, especially conservatives and especially Christians, diversify. I'm not saying go delete your Facebook page. I'm not going to delete my Twitter account out of protest. I can do more good against Twitter by staying on Twitter. Okay, yeah, I can highlight more of their hypocrisy and the hypocrisy of all the big tech companies if I stay on there. But I'm not going to censor myself. I'll say what I want to say. They will someday, they will remove me. I will be banned. I'm certain of it. But that's okay. You have to be prepared for that. You have to be accepting of that reality. Or the alternative is self-suppress. Okay, self-censor. Just don't talk about certain topics. And most conservatives are doing that right now. I don't disagree or agree. It's just a difference of opinion. I personally cannot self-censor. I have filters, okay? Like I said, I mean, I'm not just out there trying to be a shock jock and get attention. I want to ask questions about the vaccines. I want to highlight the evidence about voter fraud. I want to mention, this is one of the ones that Facebook hit me on. I want to say that, you know what, those bushfires, why is mainstream, the ones down in Australia, I think it's 2019, why is nobody talking about the fact that there was like 215 arson arrests, people that actively started these fires? Why aren't they talking about that? Why is it always about the climate change? Why is the arson aspect getting suppressed? And I got fact-checked on that. Not because what I was saying was untrue, but because I had the gall to not acknowledge that climate change is the bigger problem, that these 215 arsons, not a big deal. It's climate change. It's got to be climate change, because climate change, you know, if you're not talking about climate change in positive light, then you must be, I don't know, racist. You got to be a bigot, or you're anti-science. So this article over at One News Now, big tech won't facilitate fully informed decision-making. According to a pro-life organization, big tech is robbing people of factual information regarding COVID vaccines. At the, quote, Bringing America Back to Life convention in Cleveland earlier this month, Dr. Alan Moy of the John Paul II Medical Research Institute and Sarah Quayle of the Personhood Alliance gave a presentation on the science and ethics of COVID-19 vaccines. YouTube, and this is a quote from Quayle, from Sarah Quayle at Personhood Alliance, she said, YouTube removed the video of our presentation because they said it was medical misinformation. That's a label that they've been using a lot more often lately, particularly in terms of COVID information and particularly information about COVID vaccines. And I can confirm this firsthand from about 9 hours ago when I received the email from YouTube saying that we had received our second strike for, what was it? Medical misinformation. Who are we getting this misinformation from? A doctor. Dr. Lee Summit. We got hit for that. I'm not taking it down. They have to take it down. She was fantastic. Okay, I urge you to find her. Do a search for Lee Summit on Knock Report or Freedom First Network or Rumble. You'll find her. And it's great. Okay. We don't embed YouTube videos, so when they take us down, oh well. Sorry. Yeah. The only reason we put them, people say, well, if you don't care, why do you keep putting them up there? There are still people on YouTube that need to be reached. There's people on Twitter that need to be reached. There's people on Facebook that need to be reached. They need to be told about what these big tech companies are doing. They need to be told that the suppression of information is real. We've experienced it, apparently. Sarah Quayle at the Personhood Alliance has experienced it as well. Quayle stresses that people need to hear the pros and cons in order to make an informed decision on whether they should obtain a vaccine. 100% agree. Like I said, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm a vaccine information proponent. I'm also a vaccine rights, a vaccine choice proponent. People want to take a vaccine, that's on them. Great, take it. Okay. Do what you want with your body. Just don't make me take it. Don't make my family take it. We won't. Sorry. Further quote from Sarah Quayle. This really should disturb everybody, regardless of what they think about vaccines. We're no longer permitted to offer any other data or perspective or conclusion than what is put forth by the government and the media outlets who agree with them, and that is including big tech. She reiterates that scientific and factual information should not be suppressed. I agree. And even though YouTube removed the video, the presentation is available for viewing on the John Paul II Research Institute's Rumble channel. They're on Rumble too. And truthful information about vaccines is also offered on the Personhood Alliance's website, which that website is, let me find it, it is personhood.org. So yeah, check it out. I will be checking it out myself. They're suppressing us, folks. Not just us at Narc Report, they're suppressing you. Chances are, if you're watching this, you're likely, you know, in some form or fashion, conservative, libertarian, Christian, right-leaning, patriotic, whatever, you know, however you define yourself, whatever you decide is your personal label, or perhaps you just don't believe in labels at all. Maybe you just want to hear the truth, and we appreciate you. We really, really do. And that appreciation means that we have to inform you. Folks, if you're on Facebook, if you're watching this on Facebook, find us elsewhere, because we're not going to be there forever. They're going to get rid of us at some point. If you are miraculously watching this on YouTube, we do have a third channel. I think it has 4 subscribers. Okay. So if you're watching us on YouTube, you found us there, and you should probably get an award of some kind. Okay. Because nobody else could find us there, but you did. So kudos to you. If you're watching this on Periscope, you know, through Twitter, then again, kudos. We used to get over 100,000 views on many of our Periscope videos. Now, if we get 500 or 1,000, it's a miracle. Go figure. You know, but I don't qualify as Alex Jones or Milo or, pardon me, Laura Loomer, or any of the ones who were hit in the early days of right-wing censorship by big tech. But I did experience shadow banning. I have. I mean, there was a time, folks, when my Twitter account, I would be very annoyed if I didn't get at least 1,000 retweets on something. Okay? That's what I wanted. That's what I expected. I'd be shocked if I didn't have, you know, if something I posted, a link that I would post and get at least 10,000 views from Twitter, just based upon me posting the link today. My Twitter account, it's got more fans, allegedly, more Twitter followers, allegedly. And yet it's verified, but it's got no reach. And again, I don't care. I mean, I shouldn't say, it sounds petty. They don't like me and I don't care. It's not like that. I shouldn't say that I don't care. I do care, but I'm not driven by it. I'm not going to play their game anymore. They lured us in. They did. Facebook did. Google did. YouTube did. They lured us in. They made us think that we would be able to stay safe as long as we weren't too on the fringe, as long as we weren't spouting like Alex Jones or somebody. You know, we were going to be okay. They were going to protect free speech. Wrong. We were wrong. They lied All of them did. They hate us. They, being the executives and the vast majority of the employees at Facebook, I've been there. At Google, I've been there. At Twitter, never been there. At Amazon, never been there. And YouTube, Instagram, I know it's all one big happy family now. But they hate us, the executives and most of the employees. If you have a worldview that believes in, I don't know, personal responsibility, limited government, religious freedoms, Second Amendment, pro-life, if you think that there should be questions answered about these quote-unquote vaccines before they're pushed out there on a disease that has like a 99% recovery rate, higher than 99% for those under the age of 40, if you are one of those people or fall into that category, then they hate you. They hate us. They do. And they will suppress us. They will censor us. They will suspend us and they will ban us. The purge is not over. It's ongoing and it's only going to get worse. So be prepared. Get your Gab account. Start building up your Parlor. You know, hop on Mike Lindell's, what is it, Frank Says or Frank Speech, whatever. His new platform, Donald Trump's coming out with a platform, allegedly in a couple of months. MeWe, Minds, CloudHub, there's alternatives. Are they as robust as Twitter? No. Are they as big as Facebook? No. But they never will be, as long as people are saying, I don't want to leave Twitter or Facebook because I got my reach there. You know, it was very interesting. I was talking to Cat Turd the other day. If you don't know Cat Turd, well, get with it. You should. But he was telling me that his Gab account, he gets as many interactions on Gab as he does on Twitter. And I thought his Twitter account is fantastic. But he's been moving over to Gab a lot more. And he gets a lot of interactions there. It's not going to be easy. Okay? Because, again, we got suckered. We got conned. We were lied to. And we bought into it. We went to Twitter. Thought we were safe. We went to Facebook. Thought we were safe. YouTube, Instagram, yada, yada, yada. We thought we were safe. We were stupid. I was stupid. If you're still there, or if you were there, if you put any of your whatever you want to call it, your clout into it, if you put effort into it, you were stupid. If you were conservative. If you're leftist, it's like, hey, it's utopia. I mean, they are creating the ultimate echo chamber. Talk about confirmation bias. That's what they're becoming. That is what they're becoming. Coming up, we've got the two mics. Listen, if you're subscribed to my show and you're not subscribed to the two mics with Colonel Mike and Dr. Michael Scheuer, you're making a mistake. They don't do as many shows as I do. They do 1, 2, 3 a week. But those shows are fantastic. And these updates they've been giving me, been sending me so often, they're absolutely wonderful. You guys have got to listen to it. So let's play that. We'll get in a coffee promo, and then I will be back to wrap us up.
Hey, welcome back to a NOC report update, and you're on with two mics, Dr. Michael Scheuer and Colonel Mike, and we have another update in the news that we're going to include in the NOC report today. Dr. Mike, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm well, Colonel. Are you have your garden underway and all your wishes?
Yes, we had the weeding and the mulching and the I saw 3 red cardinals today. That's a sign. And that's a sign that means the so-called president-elect is knackered.
I think he's knackered. I'm going to have to get my dictionary out.
Get your dictionary out. I think he's a little knackered.
Okay.
We're going to have to use another brilliant word from the Scottish English dictionary there.
Okay. I'm using it now. J-K. Knackered.
Knackered.
Knackered. A feeling that you have after strenuous activity for a prolonged period, as
yes.
The young man was knackered after running 4 miles. Well, after talking bizarrely without any sort of rhyme or reason, I think Biden must be a little bit knackered.
He looked knackered, by the way.
Where do you find these words, Colonel? You're a treasure trove of knowledge.
Well, you know, Doctor, I read your blog often. I see some of the hyphens in the words, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, they're not going to believe it that we're on the same show.
Oh, you know more than I know about a vast number of things, Colonel.
Well, don't worry, sir. I want to know what you know about the president's news conference. I'm curious. Our listeners want to know anyway.
Well, it was the first time I ever saw a president have answers already written up in a book to questions that he was going to be asked by the reporters. So I guess it's a pretty good question or a pretty good process if you're hiding like a rat to demand questions beforehand and then have some living being type up an answer and then put it in a binder for you to read back to them.
Did they have the teleprompter with Nancy Pelosi saying, don't let him talk too long?
I don't know, but no one asked him anything hard. No one asked him about his kid being a pedophile or him taking money from the Chinese and fooling around with little girls. And he didn't take a question from anybody but the mainstream media, except for he ruled out Fox. He wouldn't even look at Peter Doocy. So
really?
Yeah. He did make the momentous announcement that should put warmth into the hearts of all unemployed, foreign, illegal aliens and tax eaters here at home, that he wants to run again in 2024.
Wow. They must have a super scorecard hammer deal going.
I'd like to know what the even under is that he lives that long.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking today, Mike, I thought he was going to come out and say, listen, be happy. It's only going to cost you guys $72,000 per person coming over the border to house in the hotels.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know, that Cafe Au Lait they order there in the Hyatt Regency is a couple bucks a cup.
Do you think there's any, can you, Dr. Mike, you're an analyst. Can you connect the dots that the Hyatt belongs to the governor of Illinois, whose sister was the former Secretary of Commerce, who was the biggest donor to the Obama campaigns? And I forgot their name, by the way.
Pritzker?
Yes, Pritzker. Yes, Pritzker got the deal for the illegals. They didn't.
Isn't that a remarkable coincidence?
Yeah, I figured you would connect the dots as an analyst. I mean, you were tracking Bin Laden. You should have tracked the Hyatt.
Colonel, I think you did that yourself. I didn't. I don't need to do it. I knew what you were driving at. You connected the dots for me.
So the Pritzkers get a payback about $72,000 in housing.
A piece, huh? You know, and guys working for minimum wage got $1,400. How do you figure that?
Right. And you paid for the 72.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking this year's vacation, how I'm going to get a free vacation, Dr. Mike. I'm going to go to Mexico and walk over the border.
Yeah.
And then I'll get to stay with my dear and we'll be in a nice, fine Hyatt hotel, you know, and
maybe even an Embassy Suites where they usually have great breakfasts.
Yeah, Embassy Suites, and I'll just speak some broken English, a little Spanish, you know. And when they say, habla inglés, no, just no. I just say no, right? Shake my head, no, 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 right? And I'll walk in with a couple of very rich Venezuelans or Colombians over the border. What do you think of that? That's a nice vacation.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
As long as I want, I get to stay as long as I want. And yeah, if I want to leave early, I can leave early and just go home.
I don't know.
It's a way to get to see Texas, Dr. Mike.
Yeah.
Well, what else is happening? Did the CCP slap us down today?
Not today. I think they did pretty well. They melted an iceberg in Alaska by turning the heat on our Secretary of State, who doesn't appear to be competent to be the secretary on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Well, I think I'll have to tune into Judy Driftwood tonight on NPR and PBS and find out what Driftwood's got to say. You know, the diversity channel where they want all people to work there, but nobody could be the anchor
except for one person, 90 years old for 40 years, you know?
Yeah.
She's always an honest broker.
Judy. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
honest broker. Well, I'm thinking, I see a lot of people now on the web, Dr. Mike, and I think I'm going to do it too for us. A lot of people are requesting Vladimir Putin come on their shows. They are. Seriously. And they want him on. They want to have a conversation. And they want to be like the spokesperson for America and say, now, Mr. Putin, do you really believe what's going on in America? They're looking to ask this guy questions because there's a big concern that Russia may be upset of the fact that, you know, we have a goat there, you know, I mean, a mummy, and they don't want him to pull any triggers by accident.
Well, it would be worth, he's quite a guy, you know, he's a hard-nosed, ruthless fellow, but he seems to have held together that country for an extraordinary amount of time. And I heard today that they're now the world's largest exporter of food.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't that something? What happened to us?
Well, what happened to us in what category?
Yeah, I guess that's right, too.
Behind door number which one? Bill Barr or Bob Barker? Okay. There's another lady who's going to be on our show, The Princess. And she put a tweet out, and she made a good point. She said everybody is always jumps to and is always points to the fact that Putin was a KGB guy, right? But yes. Nobody ever said George H.W. Bush was the director of the CIA. Isn't that something?
Yeah. And they tried to keep it hidden. That Bill Barr was a CIA officer, too.
Yeah, well, we saw that. You know, he was what they call a Yalie. He was a Yalie. And they're usually that's the Skull and Bones gang.
Yeah.
Know? And he was a Yalie, and his first job was CIA. But that was a big hidden thing. We never heard that from Joe DiGenova.
No.
We never heard that from the people who said he had that pristine. Mark Levin swore on it. I thought he swore on the Torah twice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, on the rabbi's yarmulke, I swear that he's pristine. I know Bill Barr. I worked with him. He's pristine. And there was another good tweet that the princess put out, and it was from Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter said, #, Asian women are hot. Wow, Annie. Annie, get your gun, baby. But you know what? The princess got her. She doubled down. You know what she said? Mm-mm. She said, they're gold diggers. She got her right where it hurts. Annie, you're wrong. They're gold diggers. So when Princess comes on, we're going to make her give us a few speeches on her tweet. She's pretty sharp on the tongue. You know, she's from South Africa. And she's a very good writer like you, Dr. Mike. She knows how to use those English words.
Well, I don't know, Colonel.
She's doing a piece now, and she's finishing up. She's on a, what do you call that, a deadline? She's on a deadline. She was going to come on with us a little while ago. And then she said, oh, I'm sorry, Colonel Mike, I'll be on a deadline and we'll chat soon. But take a look at my YouTube and my Twitter. Her YouTube's a little anemic. It needs a boost. So if she comes on with two mics, maybe she'll get a few people on it and watch that YouTube show. But, you know, we got a lot of good stuff up on the Nock Report. General McInerney was up with J.D. They did a little story last night. He's going to continue with the non-vaccine. The mRNA. And hopefully I can get in touch with Dr. Christian for next week. Put her back up.
It'd be very good to talk to her again. She was quite brilliant, I thought.
Oh, she's an amazing woman. And Lee Merritt, oh my gosh, it's so hard to book her now. She's on every other show, and God bless them both. I really do mean that, because may God be protecting them. You know, Mike, they killed so many doctors in this country in the past 20 years. Doctors had all these mysterious deaths, you know?
Yeah, so, they're just about to tell the truth.
Yeah, that's what happens. You have anything else to add before we go?
No, I don't. I think that we've covered the waterfront. Another day in the land of the dead here in Washington, D.C. You laugh, Colonel, but you're out there in America now, and I'm still stuck here.
Well, and you're coming out this way soon. God bless you.
It still is remarkable to see a dead man give a press conference.
Yeah, it's a real mummy.
It only could happen here in Washington.
what they used to say about our country with the leader of the free world.
Yes.
The leader of the free world, and everybody's on lockdown in his own country.
Yeah. He the only thing he wants to be the leader of a Girl Scout troop.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
And everybody's got to be under 12.
And long hair.
Long hair and under 12. Something that he can sniff like the shampoo.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
All right, so we're going to wrap it up, and don't forget.
Can you smell it? It's your favorite freshly ground coffee brewing in your favorite cup. If you're anything like me or my family, coffee is essential for our mornings. And even more essential is good quality coffee. Well, Freedom First Coffee is our preferred choice. Made from organically grown beans from Mexico and Peru, they're then roasted here in the USA. So head on over to freedomfirstcoffee.com and choose our Founders Blend in medium or dark roast, ground or whole bean. That's freedomfirstcoffee.com. And make sure you use promo code NOCK, that's N-O-Q, for 10% off your order. And if you really want to be a freedom lover, choose a monthly subscription so you will never be without your Morning Joe. Again, that's freedomfirstcoffee.com.
Yeah, as always, two mics were fantastic. And of course, my lovely, brilliant, talented, and utterly sophisticated co-host and wife, Tammy, her coffee promo. Yeah, I get almost as many comments about her coffee promo. People are really digging the coffee and they really like the promo, which makes them buy the coffee. And then we get the feedback, hey, you know, loved your wife's promo. I'm going to buy your coffee. And then I get feedback a couple of weeks later. Hey, really love the coffee. Now we're subscribing. And then I get a feedback a couple of weeks later. Oh my gosh, this is incredible. Can you guys start offering more products? And we will. We're going to. We're talking to some people. We're talking to some people trying to get us a larger line of products going. Hopefully it'll happen. But it's slow coming because we are. I mean, listen, I will not ever promote a product that I can't personally vouch for. I know a lot of radio hosts say that. A lot of podcast hosts say that. Folks, we're legit, okay, when it comes to that. We've been doing this for over a year. I've had offers to do promos and sponsorships for dozens of products, and it's not like I don't need the money. Again, this is, I always tell people, make sure if you can help us out, go to noqreport.com/give, knockreport.com/give, and help us out because we need the money. This is a job. This isn't a hobby. It's not doing this part-time. I don't have a day job, okay? I'm not Q. Even though I had my third accusation. Are you Q? Are you the one? No, not Q. I don't think I've ever actually read, you know, other than like when they're in news stories. I'm not against Q. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to, you know, we're not Q. It's not like that. No, I'm just not Q. Okay. I neither endorse nor go against Q or the crowd. The QAnon crowd is sometimes right, sometimes wrong. I just treat everybody the same way. Okay, you get the idea there. But yeah, these promos have been great, but the two mics have also been fantastic. And with this note, if you think that, and you've seen variations of this, but I've never really said it here on Knock Report, so I'll say it today. If you're one of those people that thinks, you know what, I love YouTube, I love Twitter, I love Facebook, or even I like them, or I don't want to, I built myself up on there. Maybe I'll just, you know, tone down on certain topics. Maybe we'll try to play the left's game, try to appease them. And that's really what it comes down to. Look, if you have questions about the vaccines and you're not willing to talk about them so that you don't get banned, I'm not judging you on your decision, but let's call it what it is. You're appeasing them. If you think there was voter fraud, massive widespread voter fraud in the 2020 election that resulted in the change of votes enough to put Joe Biden in office, Kamala Harris in office, if you believe that and you haven't, you stop talking about that once the banning started, then you're pandering, okay? They pressured you and you stopped. You know, look what happened to RSBN during CPAC. I mean, they bent over backwards trying to prevent anybody on their live streams from talking about voter fraud or vaccines. They did everything they could. Okay. Panels would talk about voter fraud. They cut away. They're telling people, hey, you know what? Just do what you can. Do your own research. You know, Mike Lindell went on talking about vaccines. They muted him. And people would say, oh, that's so bad. But, you know, listen, unless you're, if your business is dependent upon YouTube as theirs was or is, then you can't, you're the only one that can judge. If your business is not dependent on YouTube, in other words, if you, if people's paychecks don't come as a result of the dollars that you get from YouTube, then you can't judge them for making their decisions. But even with everything they did, they jumped through all these hoops. They still got canceled. Okay. They still got suspended. Why? Because they let Donald J. Trump, the former and, in my opinion, rightful president of the United States, they did not censor him. And as a result, they got hit with a two-week suspension. Folks, if you think that pandering and jumping through their hoops, they're going to like you, they won't. If you think that it will delay your big tech execution, it might, but it is only a delay. They're going to get us all. One of two things is going to happen. Either they're going to get us or we're going to get them. And by getting them, I'm not saying, oh my gosh, we're going to go cancel them. No, we can and should and will build better technology, better platforms that embrace free speech. We're working on one right now. We're in the early stages. I don't want to give away too much. It's not like it's top secret or anything. I've talked about it before. But what we're looking at is, it's fabulous. And I can't say much more than that, other than that it's not a Twitter clone. It's not a Facebook alternative. This is a game changer. Gosh, I can't wait. Lord willing, we will be back very soon with another episode. But in the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless.